This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Closer, Kate Delaney hanging out with you to give you the exact time that we're talking about the election day countdown clock. I've got one right here sitting in front of me. So that's what I mean when I say I'm going to give you the exact number. 7 days, 6 hours, 53 minutes, and now 21 seconds. Tick tock, tick tock, right? Exactly. So for Donald Trump, he has a stack of issues on his side that the Clinton people are attacking and Hillary Clinton's attacking. And for Hillary Clinton, the Trump people have, of course, what's happening with the FBI and the emails to go after. The Justice Department told Congress it's going to dedicate whatever resources are needed to review these emails, what, 650,000 of them? That may be relevant to the Clinton email investigation. They said they would work with the FBI to make the process as quick as possible. Well, they better hurry. How many agents could they possibly dispatch to look at all of these emails? Come on now. Lots of early voting. Who are the people voting for when they're out there at the polls? I say this all the time, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, undecided, I don't care. Have an opinion, that's why what I care about more than anything. And I think it's such a privilege and a right to be able to vote that I hope many of you listening to me don't pull out the card of, well, who cares, it's the lesser of two evils. I think it is very important to exercise your right to vote as somebody who's been in another country and has actually been shot at. Mind you, it was in the air and there was a big crowd, but watched that happening in horror as I was covering the pre and panista parties in Chihuahua in Mexico in a huge couple of races there where they were forcing people to vote a certain way. Let's go to Kate in New Jersey. Hello, Kate. Thanks for the call.
Hi. No, I just want to respond to the last caller by saying that if Trump is elected, he would probably have strippers appointed to the bench. So that person would be very happy. And I'm just hearing an awful lot of what sounds like misogyny coming through these zealous men who are, you know, behind Trump. And I'm just really hoping that the feminist voting outnumber the misogynist voting, because this is beginning to be a very strange election. And it's really coming down to some kind of sexual dynamic, some kind of role-playing thing interesting right now.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. But let me ask you this question. I just had this discussion with a whole group of women that were independents, Republicans, and Democrats. Let me ask you this. Do you think Republican women who would just normally always vote Republican won't vote for Donald Trump because of everything that's come out about Trump and comments and women and whatnot?
I think that that's a much more regimented party. And I think that they would probably vote because their partner would, or the group dynamic is so strong as an entity. I am a Republican is my identity. They would probably vote for him. And that's worrisome. Whereas Democrats are, I think, a little bit more lucid in their thinking, maybe because they actually are thinking. They're not just trying to thump their chest and be somebody. You know, it's the ego versus the superego here. I'm not sure what's going on, but I would think that those women would vote for Trump. I think they would vote party lines no matter what, because they're a stiffened little party, and that's why they're having all this fun right now. I mean, this is crazy. They don't even like this guy, you know, but this is very, very strange. But I just thought I would call this in because your station is very good. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you. And to your point about Trump, it is interesting. As somebody who grew up in the New Jersey, New York area, all of us are familiar with Donald Trump and his businesses. And, of course, everybody knows about Celebrity Apprentice.
He's a very arrogant soul.
Yeah, there's something different. When you grow up there, there's something different that you see about Trump and the Trump Tower going up. And I grew up not too far from Atlantic City. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And so I know what you're talking about. But, of course, you're right. Something else has been peeled open here. Kate, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Hang with us. And chime in whenever you want to on this show. I think something different has been, on a serious note, has been peeled back because of the Trump stories. And she used the word misogyny. And that is the word. That's the word that a lot of people are talking about with not just Trump, just in general, what do women tolerate in certain situations in jobs and how are they treated versus, you know, the whole thing about joking, acceptable, whatever. And it's been wild to watch it. I mean, Kate saying the word wild is true. It's been wild to see what's happened in the last 3 weeks, because that was right when that Billy Bush conversation with Donald Trump emerged. And I really was in a conversation with a big group that was very rare for me, too, by the way, where everybody was in one place. And and everybody went around and they were telling their stories, and boy, some of those stories were crazy in some of the situations where these women worked and what they dealt with. I feel fortunate in the fact that, listen, I've had some poor working situations, but I've worked with some really supportive men who honestly I think would deck somebody if they said something that was really super crude or wrong or, you know, a misogynistic type of kind of, you know, quote that they would throw at me. Especially, it's interesting in radio, which is very male-dominated, but even when I was in television. But she is right that conversation has kicked open, and what does it mean futuristically? Heading into 2017, 2018, especially as to who is elected. You know, is it Donald Trump for sure? And if Trump's elected, what does that mean? Versus Hillary Clinton. Remember, one of the things that Trump really has played up, and certainly Ivanka Trump has talked about this, is especially after the Billy Bush thing happened, but even before that happened, they were talking about women not getting enough time off, maternity leave, and that women with children who are working women and whatnot should be afforded the benefits that they have in other countries. And that's been a kind of a heavy sub-theme that came out even before the Bush deal. But then once that came out, that got elevated a lot more. Certainly you can't erase the comments. There's no doubt about that. But it started this conversation along the way. And I think she's also right that I believe that people really know for the most part who they're voting for, barring some unforeseen crazy last minute perhaps story, although we've had nothing but those kind of stories that would wildly swing somebody's vote. All right, we're going back in the re-rack machine for some great election stories. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
The Affordable Care Act extended the solvency of the Medicare Trust Fund. So if he repeals it, our Medicare problem gets worse.
All right, more slices of the debate, some of what was said. We'll go through this as we move along. So a lot of personal exchanges. There was the fiery exchanges and the final moments, the final debate between the two, and not an exchange. But there was also, I think, a great job done by Chris Wallace, and there were issues that were actually gotten in from Foreign Affairs to Supreme Court justice to abortion, gun rights, all of that was mixed in this time around. So it was actually refreshing to hear a little bit more of a deep dive, if I can call it that, for this third debate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's what we're talking about, the campaign trail, which has been fraught with potholes and pebbles and throwing stones and all of that in between. So, it's just interesting to see how this unfolded in meanings of what happened when they hit the stage, including the fact of how they dressed, no shaking of the hands in the beginning, no shaking of the hands at the end. The families didn't shake hands, so this is war, which is perhaps why there is so much criticism over Trump's refusal to accept the election results, and it sparked a huge bipartisan debate, blasting the campaign or the presidential campaigns as rigged, and then now at the debate, asked whether he would accept it no matter the outcome, he said, I will tell you at the time, I will keep you in suspense. So you had a lot of politicians like Lindsey Graham, not a friend of Donald Trump, certainly, who has refused to back him, said that doing the party and country a great, he's doing it, the party and the country a great disservice by continuing to suggest the outcome of the election is out of his hands and rigged against him. If he loses, it will not be because the system is rigged, but because he failed as a candidate. Nancy Pelosi, on the Democratic side, House Democratic leader, said after the debate that just when you think you've seen it all from Donald Trump, he stoops to a new low with his contempt for the sanctity of our elections. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid tweeted that Trump must immediately reverse course and say he'll accept the results. Well, he's not going to do that. Laura Ingraham said, a longtime conservative talk host, he should have said he would accept the results of the election. There is no option unless we're in a recount again, which I agree, that's ridiculous. Steve Schmidt, a GOP strategist, said the answer was a disqualifying moment and represented a clear and present danger to our constitutional order. So plenty of Republicans are not on board with what Trump said. I would have to agree. Listen, this is what you do. He has to accept the results. That was a snarky comment that, yeah, he didn't need the snarky comment. And that was the whole idea. Why throw it out there? It doesn't make any sense because it gets to that whole bully in the playground thing. Bottom line is, it is a coin flip, my friends. I really believe that. So if you're going to go out and vote, go out and vote. If you do not go out and vote, then you kind of give up your right to whine, I think. It's so important to vote, especially in this election. Let me throw out the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Immigration, a big issue. We're going to talk about that in just a second. That obviously was part of this debate as well. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
You know, throughout the whole debate, Hillary was talking to politicians. Her whole language was political inside the beltway speak. You could see people's eyes just glazing over. And Trump, he wasn't talking to politicians. He was talking to people. That was the big thing in this debate. And when it comes to the polls, Kate, look how many people they talk to when they do a poll. It's never over 1,000 people.
No, you're right.
How many people?
I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's
wow.
How the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem is this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they'd get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah.
But
when you're in,
end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that, and I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad.
Yeah.
If you call the truther, that's something bad.
Yeah.
That means lying is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little
Exactly. You have different colored glasses. They work. No, yeah.
Truly, one of my main people on my staff said, Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and with the airstrikes we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster? Or give them an injection. See, I'm anti-death penalty, but or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the injections especially. You're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look in its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
On that, news is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage. Well, you can't make over so much, and before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20, yeah. I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today, it's gone up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Sitting in our virtual green room is Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever think about this? Do you believe that a zap of electricity could relieve arthritis pain, that agony that so many people face, and listen, of all ages? Recently, I was talking to a PGA Tour pro who has arthritis. Can you imagine how many times you have to swing the club? And this is a pretty successful guy. What is he doing? And he's searching for the answer. So, Tony, perfect time to have you on, because it does affect, it's not necessarily someone who's super, super older. It affects a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Kate. Rheumatoid arthritis starts sometimes as early as 18 to 20 years old and impacts people at all ages of life.
And when I said the thing about electricity, explain to me what SetPoint is involved with.
Sure. SetPoint is working to further Dr. Kevin Tracy's discovery that there is an inflammatory reflex. And the inflammatory reflex is basically the concept that electrical pulses come from the brain to modulate or control inflammation in the body. So the brain senses these aberrant or out-of-control inflammatory responses in the body by the vagus nerve, and then it sends regulatory signals down through that same nerve to control or quiet inflammation. So what Dr. Tracy discovered was that in patients that had excessive inflammation, that their signaling mechanism was defective or wasn't effective at regulating inflammation. So he discovered that by putting a pulse of electricity in the vagus nerve that you could restore that function or restore the thermostat that controls inflammation in the body and bring people with diseases like rheumatoid arthritis back into a much more normal control and relieve their signs and symptoms again with these electrical pulses. So QS2K, what that points up to, we're developing the device that actually delivers that therapy and helps treat the disease for the patients. A little tiny implantable device that goes in the vagus nerve in the neck to deliver those pulses.
Wow, and I know this is SetPoint Medical is, as you say, you're developing that implanted device. There have also been with the vagus nerve and with Dr. Kevin Tracy. Obviously, you've been observing some patients, or he's done some trials. And what have they found as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so we've done a trial in patients with rheumatoid arthritis that was done across four or five centers in Europe, with a really prestigious investigator named Dr. Paul Peter Tack. And Dr. Tack agreed to be the primary investigator, where we implanted a device in up to 17 patients. About half the patients had never been on one of these biologic drugs, very expensive, potent drugs, and the other half had failed multiple biologic drugs. So kind of both ends of the spectrum. All the patients had severe rheumatoid arthritis and were to some degree debilitated, like they couldn't button a shirt or couldn't use a fork, or they just didn't have a normal lifestyle. They were, many of them, in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So what the proposition was, we would implant these patients with the device, a first in-kind trial, it had never been done before, and see how their disease went, as well as all the biomarkers that give an indication of disease. So you look not only at how their joints and pain levels go, but you also measure these specific markers in the blood that are indication objectively for how the disease is trending. So 17 patients were implanted. Of the 17 patients, you know, well over half of the patients, about 11 of the patients had very substantial responses. A few more had modest responses, and a couple got no response at all to the therapy. But again, a number had just remarkable responses, were able to resume not only a more comfortable life, but a number said, I went back within weeks to doing things I hadn't done in years. I'd been on 8 different drugs and none of them worked. I was in a really desperate situation, and within 3 or 4 weeks, I could ride my bike to the Dutch coast. I could use utensils and dress myself, and it was just the stories that came back were amazing and really happy patients.
And we're speaking with Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. You know, what's interesting, too, about this listening to you, and I know that obviously when we talk about inflammation and inflammatory diseases, and there are so many, I hear from people who have Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, we know Alzheimer's, there's a chance, obviously, with these trials and the results that you just discussed, that this could be something that may be also used in thinking about those other diseases, right?
That's absolutely right, Kate. There have already been, there's another trial that a researcher in France saw, our RA trial, and he went to largely duplicate that trial in Crohn's disease, which is, again, a very ugly, debilitating disease of the digestive system, and he went and applied it there and had good success there. We're also conducting a trial in that area, and the early results are positive. And as you've mentioned, a number of other diseases that are really ugly chronic diseases today are primarily inflammatory diseases. Alzheimer's is one, and MS, and there's many others that are primarily inflammatory. And we believe this therapy might be workable for a number of those diseases and enable people to have potentially safer therapy than the available drug therapies today at a lower cost for the healthcare system.
Oh, yeah. Which wouldn't that be wonderful to see that? You have to be, you know, as somebody who's in this business, and of course you're in the business to do well, but you have to be excited about what a game changer this is.
Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time. I've been fortunate enough to develop a bunch of different therapies and neurosurgery and ear, nose, and throat, and this is the most exciting one I've been involved in. It's the first therapy I've ever been involved in that is a developer of these type therapies, you get really excited because it helps the patient. It gives the doctor another tool to use. Every doctor may not use it in every case, but it gives him another option for his patients, his or her patients, and it costs the provider, our healthcare system, far less money. Usually you get any two of those, but you can't have all three together. So we've got a chance here to do something that's game-changing for patients, that's unlike anything that's been done before, and that could actually help drive healthcare costs substantially lower. So you just don't see that often. And the reason you see these, there's a paper published recently in the PNAS, the National Academy of Sciences, and the reason that's such an exciting thing and it received such a high-impact publication is, again, this has never been done before. This whole discovery that you can control what goes on out in the periphery of the body and the joints by stimulating a nerve in the neck was really a crazy thing that Dr. Tracy discovered and that people were very skeptical. Now it's been well established that it works, and we're just at the tip of the iceberg in understanding all the things we can do with these type therapies. So we're the first one, and we're doing a phenomenal thing, but just wait. In the next 5, 10, 15 years, we're going to see this as a new area of medicine and a new way to treat patients that hopefully brings a lot of advantages.
Oh, yeah, and especially when we started off, we talked about rheumatoid arthritis and how awful that can be for people. The simple activities, tying the shoe and just getting dressed, buttoning your shirt, or walking a dog down the street and around the block, just the simplest things. It's not even these ferocious weekend warriors. We're talking about, you know, the everyday people that are really suffering with this. Like I mentioned, Tony, I've seen so many people, and they're in great health, but this is what they're dealing with, and they are so frustrated because there isn't any great treatment for them. So, again, the fact that you're on the precipice of changing lives, that has to be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you said, it's people tend to think of rheumatoid arthritis as a disease that strikes people in late in life. It's just not true. It affects so many people early in life, and it's not just that you get these pain and this suffering and the inability to use your joints, and you see the images of people, the hands become kind of disfigured. It also has comorbidities. It begins to get in and affect the joints, and it'll slowly begin to erode the joints and the bones. It tends to have very substantial effects on the cardiac system. So almost certainly somebody that has significant RA later in life as the disease progresses, they're going to have many more complications with heart disease and other diseases. And we believe that if you stop the progress of the disease early with a therapy like this, then you'll also eliminate or reduce any of those complications later in life. So it's not just a thing you do here today to make them feel better. It's something that changes the course, you know, of their whole life when it works well. So it's really exciting. And as you mentioned, the golfer, the thing that's available to these patients today is a really potent and for some people effective biologic therapy that has to be infused or injected weekly. And those therapies are very, very expensive. And when patients go on them, they tend not to last a long time. So if you go on it today, within a few years, half the patients will no longer respond to that therapy, and they're searching for something else for that patient to be on. And of course, each one of those that they try has its own unique and potentially devastating side effects. So it's exciting to have an alternative for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about.
Welcome back to America Tonight. What a thrill to have Paul Goldstein with us. He's a professor of law at Stanford University. Of course, an award-winning writer of four novels, including Secret Justice. You love this. A Story of a New Justice. Will we get one of those? His experiences and the secrecy with which SCOTUS dispenses its justice. That sums it up right there. Paul, thanks so much for coming on.
Good to be on with you, Kate.
So we look at Garland, who, of course, is the president's nominee, and the pushback before anybody was even announced from the Republicans. And so we know that there's all this fighting going on in Washington. You know, would it be just so unprecedented for it would be so odd to not have a president with this much time to not nominate somebody, wouldn't it?
It would be odd. I think the bigger story here about SCOTUS, as you put it, is the politics that are going on in Washington right now between the White House and the Senate underline how politicized the Supreme Court itself has become. And so, you know, at some point we are going to have a candidate pass through the Senate and march into the Supreme Court building. And one of the great pleasures of writing Secret Justice was pulling back the curtains on what it must be like to be a new justice, a hardworking but somewhat naive person walking into this maelstrom and this tug and pull of left and right in what has become a highly politicized place.
Yeah, so take us there. What would that be like? As you said, it's now so political. What's it like? For example, we know that Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, they were the two that got in with Obama. What would it have been like for them as women too, as well, to go into that position?
The same, exactly the same kind of issue. You put your finger right on it. You go in with some preparation and some expectations, but, this may be a situation of life following art, but the amount of changes of position, political maneuvering in the background that goes on at the court, and every now and then we get a chance to see it actually happen. So what's in Secret Justice is notionally fiction, but it really does happen. There's an awful lot of movement among the justices, playing for political advantage, and any new justice has to be on her or his toes.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And so what did you think when you first heard of Justice Scalia's death? What was the first, as somebody who really focuses on this, what was the first thoughts that were running through your mind when you heard about it?
Well, I hate to tell you this, and I'm not going to give away a plot line, but I said, my God, it wasn't my thought. It was a friend who knew the book, called me, the book had just come out, and said, how did you predict what was going to happen? And so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. That's called a tease. That's good.
That's called a tease. Thanks, Kate.
Yep, that's, now you're in our business. That's perfect. You get it.
Good.
So, as we move along, what does this say about us when you look at the Supreme Court and I wonder, the thing that comes to my mind, and I've been there several times, mm-hmm. Are we seeing the death of what was supposed to be the greatest court in the land? Is this just changing with the times, or what is it?
It certainly has changed, although there have been different views over time about what the court should be doing. There are some who have taken the view that the Supreme Court should not be the final reviewer of the constitutionality of legislative and other decisions. We might move in that direction. That would seem quite unlikely. I think, we see ebbs and flows. What I'm concerned about, and what the book talks about, what the Secret Justice talks about, is what it is we don't know about what goes on in the court. The public has very little idea of, leaving politics aside, has very little idea of the machinery by which the court gets to life and death decisions that affect us in our daily lives. You have the three branches of government. None affects us more directly than the Supreme Court, and at the same time is as hidden from public view in terms of its processes.
Yeah. What was it? I mean, obviously, you're a professor of law at one of our greatest institutions, Stanford University, and you've seen so many people come through your classroom. When you see these young minds, do you sometimes look out and think, wow, there's a potential right there of somebody that we may see in the future, perhaps being nominated even for the Supreme Court?
Well, when I arrived here 40 years ago, I had colleagues who had Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor as their students here.
Wow.
So it's entirely possible that one of my former students is going to get on the court. I'd like hate to say it makes me a little nervous, but, you know, we have some really fine lawyers coming out of Stanford and other law schools as well. I'm less concerned about the quality of the lawyers, because there really are some terrific lawyers out there, than I am about what the processes of the court do to them. And that's what this secret justice is about. That, I think, is the great story of the day.
Yep. How do they do that? And so what are some examples of how the court keeps up appearances, let's say?
Well, just to take one example of things the public doesn't know, you know, there are 8,000 appeals taken to the Supreme Court every year. Of those appeals, the Supreme Court's going to decide maybe 70 of them out of 8,000. How does the court get to winnow out what cases it's going to hear, what cases it's not going to hear? Well, there's a tremendous reliance on judicial clerks. And now these are students of mine who graduated 3 and 4 years ago. These are young lawyers who are sifting through cases and saying, you know, Mr. or Ms. Justice, so-and-so, I think you ought to take this. And 75% of the cases, according to one study, the justices follow the lead of these young, quite young, but bright lawyers. These young clerks are writing the first drafts of opinions for several of the justices. Now, the justices get to play around with them and revise them to be sure. But that's a tremendous amount of power to be giving to young, relatively inexperienced, unseasoned lawyers.
Boy, no kidding. All right, one last quick one, Professor. How about Garland? Does he get any kind of shake at all, or nah, there's not going to be any hearing on this?
Boy, you know, Kay, I think you know the answer to that as well as I do or anyone else in the country. That's a great question to ask.
Yeah, we don't know. Absolutely crazy. All right, so Secret Justice, we can get it on Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, get it, you know, ebook. It's all over the place.
Great. Thank you so much, Professor Paul Goldstein. We appreciate your time.
Kate, great to talk with you.
Terrific. Professor of Law at Stanford University. One of the prettiest campuses that I've ever walked through, Stanford, and I had a friend that was at Stanford, and boy, oh boy, did he tell me that they really put you through the ringer, but when you come out on the other side, it's really wonderful to have gone through there and to have been there at that university. All right, as we come to the end of this hour of America Tonight, a couple of quick reminders. One, you can always let your thoughts flow by hitting us up at americatonight.net. Also, hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter handle is Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.